I learned this short presentation because I was an old school teacher and I taught fifth grade. Their attention span's about 7 minutes. The attention span of an adult's about five. So I make it quite short. Yes, I was supposed to give you an update back.
Young hit on a variety of topics during his roughly 40-minute address and Q&A session, leading off with a few thoughts on the most recently elected Congress, which is now dominated by Democrats, who are younger and more diverse than ever.
And this is the strangest group I've ever seen elected. And I have to remind you and myself that the people elected them. So I respect that. I just really don't know where they're coming from, and it concerns me as far as this nation goes.
Without mentioning it specifically, Young played up the idea that some of the fundamental economic changes that have been proposed in New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal would lead to a doomed brand of socialism.
There are people talking about free education, free medical care. Oh, by the way, if you don't want to work, we'll pay you. I can go on down the line. That is not progress, that is regression. So I watch this, and I again respect them. I'll tell you how far it's gone, though. Nancy Pelosi is considered a moderate. Now think about that. In fact, I'm partly guilty of that, because when they attacked her, they being the other side of her caucus, that disturbed me, because she is, I believe, an honorable woman. Doesn't do what I believe, but she is a good person and a good leader of her party. And they were really getting nasty to her. And that sort of hurt me, because I don't believe in unfair play. And so I call her up. My wife, Ann, was with me in my office on the speaker. And I says, Madam Speaker, this is the Dean of the House. She said, what can I do for you, Dean? And I said, well, I want you to know, Nancy, if you need me, I'll vote for you. Dead silence. I says, Nancy, before you get too excited, I'd rather deal with the devil I know than the devil I don't know.
On the topic of health care, Young offered no vision for getting affordable access and coverage to more Alaskans. Instead, he pointed to people who come to the U.S. for medical care from countries like Canada and the U.K., which have extensive public health programs, as evidence that a more socialized approach won't work here.
And I'm saying the system as private now, we got some problems in healthcare. There's no doubt about that. I just don't think what she or anybody else is advocating will be better health. You'll have a piece of paper, but it doesn't mean anything. You'll stand in line for 6 months to get treated when you should be treated in 3 weeks. And if you don't believe me, just travel to other countries. Sounds good, looks good, but in reality, it's bad health care. It's bad health care.
Young noted that he's served alongside 9 presidents and says even though Trump wasn't his candidate in 2016, he has been impressed with what Trump's presidency has meant for resource development in Alaska. And while calls for Trump's impeachment grow steadily louder, they're still not coming from Young.
But this has become a political vendetta. You know, until the report came down, Mueller was the Democrats' friend. He was a hero. He was doing the right thing, and the report came down, didn't say what it wants to say. Now he's a villain. Bull shavings. I'll say that shavings one more time. But eventually, I'm going to get so excited I'll say the real word. But I'm just saying that was the wrong thing to do continually. And I do believe they're making a mistake. And you notice Nancy Pelosi, bless her heart, says, we got other things to do. This nation has other problems. We should be solving that together. That's not right for them, so it's not going to happen.
Of course, the president, his campaign, and associates remain under more than a dozen state and federal investigations. Young says the better method would be to let elections in 2020 play out. Young will be seeking his own re-election next year, extending a number of records for service in the House.
Well, I made a comment many years ago when I first started. I'll serve as long as Alaskans want me to serve. I never quit anything in my life. And if I'm good at what I'm doing, I'm going to continue to do that if I'm physically and mentally capable of doing it. And when you'll decide, when there's a young person come up, you better vote when somebody comes up that wants to do this job and not running for the Senate or the governor. You better have someone willing to serve 25 years or no less than that. Because when you have one member of Congress, the only real strength you have is your longevity, your capable ability to understand other people.
Representative Young will be 86 as he runs for a 25th term. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.